All right, silly names for parts. I'll give you an example. The most common part failure in this whole profession is that of run capacitors, or in many cases, they're just called capacitors. Well, if you do a search on Google for run capacitors, the pictures pop right up. You can see what they look like. They're easily purchased. And, well, they're relatively cheap. And so contractors might charge you $350 or $400 to replace them. And it takes, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes for the whole service call in some cases. So, well, they don't want you to know you're paying them, you know, $370 net on a half-hour visit. So instead of calling it a run capacitor, they call it a dual voltage stabilizer. Well, what they really mean is dual run capacitor. And what's funny is that particular scammy little name of dual voltage stabilizer is so common now that you put that into Google, you put dual voltage stabilizer, it'll, at least when I did it, it offered to autofill four air conditioners. Well, there's never been such a thing, but I guess so many people are being told that scam that they're now looking to find out what this dual voltage stabilizer is. And it's still a little bit confusing because what comes up for a dual voltage stabilizer does not look like a capacitor. So that's just one example. They are coming up with so many creative names for different parts, and it's just ridiculous. And then another part-related scam is that in many cases they will tell you they just can't get the parts. Now, there has been some shortages because of, you know, supply chain issues, blah, 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 but I'm not even talking about that. That's not that big a deal, frankly, in most cases, with rare exception. But what I'm talking about is that customers are routinely told that their old furnace doesn't, you know, you can't get parts for that. And that's just not true in most cases. You know, I've probably, I don't know, I might have fixed 10,000 furnaces now in my career, and I can count on one hand the number of times I couldn't get a part. And really, even when I couldn't get the part, there was almost always a modern equivalent. So this whole thing about not being able to get parts is potentially true, but just be skeptical, because especially if it's on an older system, a lot of times it's just used as a lame excuse to force you to buy a new system.